In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In our baptism service, we describe your human body in a most wonderful way, praising God with these words. O Lord, you have honored us with your own image and fashioned us with a beautiful body that serves our reason-endowed soul. We each have a body of divine beauty, a body God finds so worthy that he takes one himself to be born as a child in Bethlehem. Now, to be sure, your soul, your inmost being, is primary, for your soul is eternal. Your soul is the most you that there is, your very being that makes you who you are. Your body is mortal. It ends. It dies. Nevertheless, your soul, your being, is incomplete without your body. Even when your current body dies, you will get a new one in the kingdom of heaven, a genuine body of unending light. But in this world, God gives each of you a body that is amazingly beautiful and essential to your soul and your being. And just to be clear, we're not talking about beautiful in some shallow or distorted or Hollywood sense of the word. This beauty is so much deeper. This is about your body's amazing design, its life force, its dedication to your well-being, even against all odds sometimes. Your body's beauty should overwhelm you with awe daily for how God created it. At Adult Ed last Sunday, we talked about just a couple of ways your body is in continual service to your soul if only we take the time to look and to listen. Here's an example. Your body knows when you're about to sin even before your brain can get into gear. If you're going to lie or steal or gossip or, I don't know, cheat on a test or whatever, your brain is running all these mental gymnastics trying to justify the sin with, well, I kind of deserve it, all the work I've done, yada, 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 right? But your gut, your sternum won't buy it. Your body will be there all clenched up going, Christopher, you know that's wrong. You can rationalize it all you want, buddy, but my reaction is showing you it's wrong. Often my body is more trustworthy even than my brain. Or on the positive side, if you have a decision to make and you've listed all the pros and cons, the ins and the outs, and you can't make up your mind, if you meditate on it for just a couple of minutes, you know, put both options down before your gut and ask your body which one, your body will tell you which option that you really want, which option that you most desire. If you listen to that inner being, you're going to feel it when you present each option before it. And yet another way your body proves itself trustworthy, your body anchors you to the present tense. While your mind is either lost in old memories past or worrying about futures that never come, your body says, hey, these are the sights and the sounds and the feels of the right now. This is what's going on here, says your body. And that's why the Holy Fathers and the Holy Mothers of the Church repeatedly encourage us to focus on our breath while we pray. Because your breath is in the present tense. It lets you ignore all those chaotic thoughts if you think about each present breath. Truly, rejoice for your body daily and listen to its automated systems, which are incredibly trustworthy. Now, having said all that, we live in a fallen world, and your beautiful body is part of that brokenness. While your body is amazing and its automated systems are genius, the body does have its issues. I mean, appetites for one, right? If I'm not careful, my chocolate advent calendar not only runs out way before Christmas, I would need to refresh it on the hour. You know the old proverb, try to eat just one potato chip, right? And it's not just appetites of the flesh, but take something like anger. When my body gets raged up with anger, it is not trustworthy. It wants to lash out and say and do incredibly regretful things. The body needs guidance and discipline. And let's take a look at another aspect of the fact that your beautiful body lives in a fallen world. Today's gospel reading, Jesus encounters 10 people with a disease of leprosy. Now, leprosy is an awful disease of the skin. It's chronic. It's painful. In those days, it led to banishment from society. People were afraid of it. People with leprosy were left homeless, jobless, friendless, and in abject poverty. You couldn't even go to market and buy food. People would have to leave it for you if they were in the mood. And these lepers, they call out to Jesus, and Jesus heals them. Our bodies being subject to disease is part of this fallen world. But there's something far more fallen here than just the medical condition of these 10 people. When these 10 people are healed of their leprosy, only one comes back to thank Jesus, to say thank you. This one's body shows gratitude. His feet literally walk back to Jesus. His knees touch the earth in worship. His mouth forms words of gratitude. This is a healed body, not because it's freed of disease, but it's a body turning to God. That's what makes it healed. It's a body proclaiming thanks and gratitude, a body participating in worship. That's what makes it healed. And if you're willing to see this from a spiritual viewpoint, you might be tempted to ask yourself, am I one of those whose body would return to say thank you, or am I one of the 9 whose body does not? But the Holy Fathers give us a different question. They say all 10 are in each of us. All 10 represent a single person. Each of us has all 10 lepers within us, and the question is not, am I one of the 9, or am I the one that remembered to say thank you? They say the question is, why do we only show gratitude 10% of the time? We each have a 90% that forgets and a 10% that remembers. I mean, if you think about it, 90% of God's blessings in this illustration are immediately forgotten. And for me, I think that's actually being kind of generous. If something hurts, say my foot or even my heart, I might pray for healing over and over and over until the pain goes away. And the second the pain goes away, 9 times out of 10, I've forgotten all about my healer. What this lesson is telling us is that a healed body is a body that doesn't forget its healer. It's a body that returns to God, that remembers God, that does the will of Jesus Christ, and that is filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit. A body that physically expresses gratitude and generosity and love. That's a healed body regardless of its medical condition. Here's the thing. In spite of the fact that your body is part of this fallen world and is certainly in need of guidance and discipline and healing, none of that can rob your body of its original glory. The divine image within this flesh of ours is so noble that God himself took one of these bodies for himself in the person of Jesus Christ. From the beginning, God fashioned each of us with a beautiful body that serves our soul, a divine beauty with its unique life force and its dedication to your well-being, even against all odds sometimes. And my prayer is that your body would overwhelm you with awe and gratitude daily for how God created it. Amen.